Good evening, everyone. I'm Kathy, tonight's co-host for the Ron Emmetron Healing Show. Today is Wednesday, December 19th, 2012, and the topic is Unwanted Universal Travelers 102. Ron will discuss how the unwanted universal travelers, also known as aliens, created illusions to make us dependent and stuck in the forced reincarnation loop on this prison planet. The Creation Lightship offers the one true way out through the ascension of light. This is a rare opportunity to step into a grander experience. At half past the hour, Ron will provide healings for fear, anger, and robotic program removal that you won't want to miss. Hi, Ron. It's a pleasure to be here with you tonight. Before we start, are you going to activate and energize the light being on your host page for us?
Yes, everybody, get to the host page. Bring up the light being. If you can't find it and you're somewhere else, go to creationlightship.com, and there's a light being there a little ways down on the scroll bar. So either way, just bring up the light being. And you might even be on on the Internet doing surfing, too. And I have a lot of things on YouTube. Might be a light beam on that also. But here we go. Let's energize the light beam now. And this will bring in peace energy. Remember, source energy is peace. It has nothing to do with duality, because duality is judgment. And once you start hearing a few of these programs, you're going to realize that what you're probably taught in New Age metaphysics about love and everything else that we talk about typically, about the forced reincarnation, how you have to live here to have spiritual lessons, etc., even though that does happen, you're going to realize that it's not from the light doing this. The light is a non-judgment. And once you understand that, then you're going to have a much easier way to understand what these programs are about that I'm doing, because most people don't talk about true source light. They'll talk about the light of the darkness. And here we go. So here's the light beam. Bring it up, everybody. It'll have peace, energy radiating through it. Here we go. So I'll use the word stronger to activate it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, I guess we could probably talk about the forced reincarnation. What do you think we should do first, Kathy?
Well, Ron, that would be good. Could you please explain the forced reincarnation loop and why are there so many people on the planet and are we stuck here?
Yeah, all that is correct. So the light of the darkness, when somebody dies, the body dies, the first thing that you normally are told about, remember, you don't always come back here with that remembrance, but people will tell you that they've seen the white light. That's the light of the darkness. They will see possible maybe Jesus, Buddha, angels, etc. These are all the illusions that the dark side, the being, the alien, unwanted universal travelers that are keeping you held captive here, bring forth so that you think it's such a great experience. And you will probably see your loved ones, because naturally they're stuck there also. And they'll come and greet you and say how wonderful it is. They can also fabricate and bring forth a clone body of them and make you think that this is a wonderful place to go to, so you're not really too afraid of dying. You know that you're going to be greeted by the light, which is the light of the darkness. And once you go into that, then you go into your forced reincarnation process. Typically, it would normally take about 5 years before you incarnate, so they have to take your spirit, because it is carrying the darkness energies of this whole lifetime with it. It gets imprinted on it. So your spirit looks like an emotional body, in a sense, but it does have light with it. And so the unwanted universal travelers, they want to take away the darkness from your spirit, because remember, when your spirit is so contaminated full of darkness, and judgments that it can't radiate much light. And so they take you and they go through what some people call a past life review. And at that point, your spirit starts to shed the darkness energies that are attached to it. Naturally, when it's doing that, the aliens out there are also getting the full benefit of all of your experiences over again in duality. And then from there, once they get that energy off your spirit, then you're ready to reincarnate again. So then they find a body. Spirit finds one for you, and they also find one because you're connected to the stars and the planets, which are also alien. And they give you a particular life path to live in this lifetime. So you pick the best of the worst parents, and unless you want some really bad ones. And then you come back here again, and that's why the babies are so full of light, because they haven't started judgment yet. They don't know about judgment, so they're carrying the energy of their spirit more than judgment. Now, just switching gears slightly, does the baby contain all of the light energy that it first came in here with, I will say, 500,000 to a million years ago? No, because each lifetime, the darkness steals you and puts you into dark side universes. So even though that you think that you're full of light when you're a baby, you may only have 1% or less than that of what you had when you first incarnated on the earth plane here. But it still looks good because light's light. And that little light can get stretched out through the whole body, but your spirit really is not that empowered in order to do anything. So what happens is, you get reprogrammed. You get told, as people do readings for you, oh, you're this great person from the past. You came in here to do this work. You're a blessed person. They may talk about your past lives, which you have hundreds if not thousands of. And they could also even be reading your soul family energy, too. Everybody in your soul family can come into your body. So any of those spirits in your soul family can come into you to help yourself out. That's probably why and how people have extra strength at times, because they have to do something that's very challenging, and they get more spirit energy into their body. And that's why you probably have heard about women lifting a car up in the air after maybe it has fallen upon maybe their husband or something off of the jack or something, and they lift the car up in the air. And all those spirits are with that person to help lift the car. But if they release the spirits too soon, then all of a sudden that person now is maybe holding, 2,000-3,000 pounds, and they can injure their back. And that's what happens also. But anyway, everybody in your soul family can come into your body. And when you have a spiritual reading, if you have that, then they can also be reading your soul family, along with emotional entities that would be in your body also, because they have a history too. Well, back to you, Kathy. I know we covered quite a bit here, so.
Yeah, that's okay. I was following. So you're saying when someone's already passed away, in terms of ascension, they're not better off if they're already deceased, because they're being reprogrammed for the next life, and then they're sent back here soon, and that's why the earth is overpopulated, right?
Yeah, that's the reason, because the spirits never left here, and then they keep creating bodies and bodies and bodies, and spirits come into it. So yes, and just by not being here, you only have on my website, I have a clearing for deceased loved ones, and that clearing, one's for the spirit, so the light will find your spirit before it gets put into darkness through the reincarnation process of having it stripped away of all the negative densities and judgment. So you probably have a month of time, and your spirit or the person who died spirit is hanging around relatives, etc., and in about a month they normally leave. Once they leave, then they're stuck. They're put into darkness in the dark side universes, in the beyond or somewhere, and the light cannot find you. The emotional body still hangs around and visits all the loved ones, and it'll bring forth issues and situations, back memories, make you feel sad and everything else. And the dark side loves that, because the emotional body that is here can torment you and everything else. And they love that energy. They get the energy right from that emotional body tormenting you, and then you leak it out of yourself with your own spirit energy, because everything that leaks out of you has a spirit energy with it of light. So just by dying doesn't get you off the planet. You just go to the light of the darkness. The ascension time comes, and you have a chance to leave if the light knows that you are here. So what's happened for all the other ascensions we'll talk about every 2,000 years in the past, as the universe of light is turned off, and some people talk about the 3 days of darkness. I don't get into that too much, but the light is turned off completely through all of the creations of light, and then the light gathers itself. And then the light turns itself back on again, like this big master circuit breaker, and then everything gets rematerialized. Well, this time coming up, there will be no more Earth like we have it here. And if another spirit chooses to come into the Earth blueprint, it can do that, but your physical bodies not resonate with the new Earth energy. So look identical to this, but your body would not resonate. Well, this ascension is very, very critical, very crucial right now that people leave here. If you don't get out of here at this ascension, you're going to be lost in darkness forever. That's the fact, because there's no place for you to go to. And they'll just bring on a cloned replica, or many of these, of the Earth, and you'll be living there in the land of darkness and never have any light again. That's the hard fact that's happening. And some people may not understand it or even like to hear this. Maybe they think they can smile a lot and become peaceful. But if you don't do clearings for your body and your spirit, and you don't get recognized by true light so that you can leave here, you will be going to the land of darkness, because the darkness will materialize a clone planet and put you on it, and you'll never come back to this one that does have true light associated with it, even though the darkness does control it through mind energy. You will lose your everything that your spirit has done in the past to try to leave here. It'll be gone forever, because before it would come back at ascension time, the darkness would bring you back here again to get light from the planet and allow you to live a life in a planet of light that is manipulated by darkness through your thoughts. Back to you, Kathy.
I just want to say, Ron, that there's just no way you can explain all this and sugarcoat it at the same time.
I'm not here to sugarcoat.
No.
I'm here to tell you what's happening, what's going on. Some people might think that what they're hearing is very fearful. And, yeah, it should frighten you down to your bones, because you don't want to get stuck here. This is what's going on now, is the 2012 ascension of the darkness, and all these alien races are trying to take people sideways, because this is a time that people believe the Earth is ending. And whether or not it is or not, I don't perceive this as the light ascension, but the light could happen to an ascension any time, but the darkness actually put this in place. So all the different alien races are getting on board in this big fishing hole here to abduct people off this planet and bring clone bodies of them. That's what I see is happening. I've been doing a lot of work probably the last month, if not 2 months, dealing with alien races that are doing this here, terminating them, different ones that are coming here to abduct people. And it's very, very heavy. If you watch people around you now, you're going to notice that they have a very short, limited program. Most clone bodies that come into your physical body, normally you switch out every 10 minutes, and you come here once a month typically for a couple of hours. But the new ones are true clones. They don't get switched out, and they only have maybe a half a week memory. Have you seen people that just don't know how to connect the dots too well, and they're very passive, because remember, they don't have much going on mentally. There's a very, very passive race of people, just like you think a clone would be. You tell it what to do and it does it. It doesn't object to anything. Then all of a sudden you realize that, yeah, you're talking to a clone. And they may only have a certain amount of vocabulary. So that's what's here now is the clone bodies. I've been seeing those for the last month or two. And they did some clone bodies that were kind of like the prototypes to see how they're going to be working out here. So that's what's happening. This is the 2012 Dark Side Ascension coming up on, I believe it's Friday the 21st. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, I just want to direct everyone's attention to the homepage and Ron's host page where he's posted some Ascension barcode removals. There are clearings that he's offered for alien barcodes that prevent ascension. And so you can please take a look at those to pursue this further, because the clearings are tools that Ron and the Creation Lightship have provided. They offer them to us as our best chance we have to get out of this recycled reincarnation trap that we're in. So please take a look at those, and you can also go to creationlightship.com, and later in the program, Ron and I will discuss those clearings a little bit more in depth, especially the first four, and we'll get Ron's recommendation as to what they are for and what they do. First, we had a question from a listener regarding ascension. So, Ron, let me read that to you. The question is, how will my spirit know to ascend if I have missed so many ascensions already?
Very good question. Okay, your spirit knows nothing about ascension. Zip, nothing. It just lives in the present moment. So it doesn't know about ascension. Your mind does. And your body also knows, because you should be having that information internally inside of you. But your spirit doesn't know about ascension. It just knows about light. So if light came here and the darkness was not here, your spirit would just see the light, and the light would collect all of itself, which is part of your spirit, and it would start over again. But your spirit knows nothing about ascension. All it knows is that it's here to manifest. It doesn't know that it's missing probably, you know, half of itself, if not more. It just knows that it's here to help out in the process, to be inside of your body, and your body, using mind energy, is controlling its actions, you know, through the mind, going to the body, and then from there it goes into the spirit. So the whole process is your spirit does not have a clue about ascension. And, you know, because it's in non-judgment. The mind that you're dealing with, which is from the alien, that's why people think, because they're giving you a duality situation, and the thinking process goes into your spirit also, and it contaminates it. Whenever you think, you're denouncing light, and you're not in the moment. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so you're saying that our spirit doesn't recognize the ascension. It's really in the moment too, and so we're pretty much programmed. Is that why we need to follow someone, even if it's the Dalai Lama or a religion? Go ahead, Ron.
I think most people here have been so disempowered that they have to connect to something outside of themselves, thinking that that's going to help them out. Your only empowerment is your spirit. The one book with one page goeth in. And that knows what light is. And it doesn't know about collective consciousness, universal mind, mind control, because it doesn't live there. So that's one thing that people don't seem to understand. You know, it's like, if you were to go out and walk on a street and get hit by a car, spirit probably would not understand any of that, but it would know that you got your body hurt, because your body's pain would now get radiated into the spirit. But it's in the present moment. It might be able to say, hey, you've done this, 100 times, 100 accidents. Maybe don't do that again, but typically it doesn't really know about what's happening. The emotional body will. and so will your physical body. But if you get mind control, then all of a sudden you may not know anything. And so people do search outside of themselves for something that they think is greater than them, and it doesn't exist. It's just more the mind control energies, more the agenda of the darkness to manipulate and control you, and to do ritual practices with you when you sing songs, or you do your affirmations, or you do your mantras, or you do your prayers. All these are the same basic thing. It's how the darkness is going to control you as you're going outside of yourself, connect to an energy that you know nothing about, but you think it's good, and you're told that it's good. Remember, everybody will tell you that God is good. Well, God is the alien energy. You can never go to source energy. You never go to source. Because source would see you as darkness, and it would terminate you instantly. That's the first thing. They never see you, and you can't go to source energy. Your highest energy of you is affecting your spirit, and that's all that you can bring into you. You can't bring in source energy. It doesn't exist. It won't work that way. So, unfortunately, there's so much out there that is the complete opposite of true light. And people talking about what they think is true light, and it's not. For me, it's awful, because humanity has not understood about darkness. Everything that has mind-controlling energies in it, and you try to bring light to yourself, you try to do mass meditation to bring in light, all you're doing is hurting the planet. Especially the harmonic convergence. That was the big one. So you don't want to go sideways on anything. If you start singing songs or anything like this here, then you're connecting yourself to something. Just keywords. You don't know about keywords. Keywords are what connect you to the darkness. Oh, you don't want to become taken sideways to go anywhere else. You want to always connect it to your spirit and to be in the present moment. And this is all the teachings of Jesus. Although I don't think Jesus is that popular anymore for a lot of people, because they would rather, connect with crystal skull energies. They'd wish rather to go to guided meditation. And they don't really tell you to go within. They might tell you that, but they don't tell you how to do that. And, then you get lost. So one way you can be taken sideways is if you belong to an organization and they start doing an oath or prayer circle with you, then all of a sudden you're connected to mass consciousness. That's bad also. So anything out there that deals with mind energy is going to control you. So I guess we're getting close to half an hour point.
Ron, just before you get to that, I just want to mention that on the last program, you said that the aliens give us clues in the media as to what their plans are or what they're doing or what their purpose is. And you have posted on your host page the lyrics to a song that's on your website, too, to illustrate such a point. You said that the aliens can download lyrics into people and then they become popular and well-known through the media. So the song you have posted here is Hotel California, and that came out in the mid-70s. And so I would just like to, for the purposes of the discussion here, read the last part of that, the lyrics that I have always found to be so chilling and that really illustrate what you're talking about. It goes like this. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman. We are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So that really says it to me.
Yeah, the incarnation moves. Like something like going down a dark and dusty highway.
Going down the dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair. He looked up ahead in the distance, saw a shimmering light, had to stop for the night. There she stood in the doorway, heard the mission bell, and was thinking to myself, this could be heaven or this could be hell.
Yep.
then on and on. So the lyrics are posted there for You can look at them. You may have heard the song, I'm sure, and now you can look at these lyrics in the true light that they were meant to deliver a message in a subtle, popular way as a gift from the dark side.
Yep. So the whole thing is, where do you want to be? And do you want to leave this planet? If you do want to leave the planet, then you must do your spirit barcode so the light will recognize and find you prior to ascension and during ascension. If you don't do that and you're taken sideways to a dark side planet, then you may not ever be found. So that's the main thing. Unfortunately, that's the hardcore fact. So let's do a clearing here. So last time we did a clearing for the alien robotic program. Remember, you're run by programs. And there's mind-controlling programs. There's what I call mind-looping. And we'll do a clearing, first of all, for fear of the unknown, everybody. That would be kind of scary. Remember, you never knew what this place here was like, right? And now you know. And remember, in true light, you don't remember your other incarnation. I don't know if you realize that or not, but when you're in true light, everything's in the moment. And because of that, you don't know where you were last. So people ask me, they say, Ron, I never want to come here again. And I want my spirit to remember that so that they don't come back to planet Earth. Well, that does not happen. Your spirit does not remember its last incarnation. That's why the dark side blocks it out of you. What we're going to do right now, though, is a clearing to get rid of that fear that people could be having about fear of the unknown. So I'll count to five, and I'm sure most people have that. Don't have it, you should be aware of it anyway. Otherwise, you're going to be trapped in darkness. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Fear of the unknown, maybe fear of reincarnating here again. Only way out is to do your spirit barcode. 1, get that off of you so the aliens won't attach to you. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That should help you out somewhat, but you have to do that clearing. Next thing, we're going to do the robotic program. And remember, you're controlled robotically through programs from the Beyondo. Remember, the stars and planets, should be a no-brainer for everybody, because you know that these things control you. Just go to an astrologer. They'll tell you all about it, the planets are doing. So if you don't understand that, you better get a good clue on it, that these are alien energies affecting you outside of yourself. I'm going to do a clearing here for your heart. So if you have any robotic programs on your heart, we're going to take that away. I'm going to count to 10 to do so. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just feel your heart's feeling. Just feel a little bit lighter as the programs are being taken away from it. 1, remember, these programs could affect your physical heart as far as guilt and shame and whatever other emotions could be attached to it, and that's how they work. Remember, this is in your natal chart, but it might not be, disclosed by a reader. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we're going to take the robotic program off of your lungs. So again, take a deep breath. I really couldn't do anything to have you deal with your heart. You can't have it beat slower or faster typically, but lungs, you can breathe. Take a few deep breaths, inhale, exhale a couple times here. And again, now we're going to do the robotic program from the aliens being taken off of your lungs and just see how your breathing is. So releasing this from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go, everybody. So take a deep breath again and just see how this has affected you. You should be able to breathe a little better. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
Okay, that was great, Ron. Taking a breath here, you caught me. It does feel better. And now, Ron, you were going to do an anger body clearing for being deceived, for losing our free will, free choice by the aliens, for anger, for just being trapped here.
Okay, here we go. So, releasing that from you. Remember, you have to think of something. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, pretty heavy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, okay. So, back to you.
Thanks so much, Ron. I just want to remind everyone that Ron and the Creation Light Chip have allowed these live sample healings to work on the podcast, replays, archives, in most instances up to 5 times for us if we want them repeated and or if we're not able to listen to the live broadcast. And it's recommended that if you feel you could benefit from a deeper healing, Ron did suggest you do the spirit barcode clearing and check into the other ascension removal, barcode removal clearing. Ron has posted those clearings on his host page, and I see they're showing on the Contact Talk Radio homepage. There's a link there that takes you to the creationlightship.com, which is Ron's website. And on that website, on the left side, where it's easy to see and find, Ron has listed the spirit barcode removal. It's under a section called Alien Barcode Removal. And if you click on spirit barcode removal, it'll take you to a menu where you can purchase it. Above that, under recommended clearings, it's kind of at the top. I'd suggest, this is what really helped me, that you click on that, recommended healings, go over to alien attack removal, click on that. That will take you to a page that explains a lot of what Ron's been talking about. Alien definitions, what they're doing, what can be done to remove the implants, energetic alien attacks, definitions of aliens, how they're trapping and we're being controlled by the dark side. There's a video there of an alien parasite on someone's brain that a NASA scientist detected and put on YouTube. This is proof. There's a lot of information here about, well, there's a wealth of information about the light of the darkness and just what they're up to. When you start reading this, it will begin to make sense. It will put it all together, and then you'll be glad that there are some solutions and that the spirit barcode removal is the absolute recommended barcode removal that Ron mentioned today and in the last program. There's three others, and so we'll get Ron's opinion about those and description. Ron, you have listed, of course, the spirit barcode removal. You have also the abduction barcode removal and the mind matrix barcode removal. Can you explain those a little bit and which you would suggest first?
Well, we have the mind matrix bundle. That's a very nice one. There's many clearings on that to do, and it's a discounted price for people so that you're able to get a lot done. The main thing is, you know, is to do the spirit barcode. Get that off of you. You know, what I'm looking at is what's happening here in a few days. You want to get that energy off you so that you're no longer going to go sideways. Also, we have a 2012 barcode, ascension barcode. So those two are very, very good. There's different planets you can take off. Orion is a big one right now that I'm dealing with. And remember, all these beings want to take you because, you know, of the known information that was put into our history, and now it's coming to life that something's going to happen on the 21st. And there's all different types of information out, you know, throughout all the different websites about this here. If you start looking at that or Google it, you're going to find information on it, which can tie you into darkness. Regardless, you know, it's the main buzzword right now. And, you know, you want to get clearings to get yourself freed up of these energies. Mind Matrix Bundle is a very nice one to get onto, and that will help you get separated from a lot of the darkness energies. The whole thing is to become self-empowered, and you can check out the host page that will be coming up there. If it's not on it now, it'll probably be up shortly. That's a great page to look at, and also go to website creationlightship.com and look for the Mind Matrix Bundle. So many clearings on there to help you to get disconnected. But the main thing is you need to become self-empowered. What I'm talking about to you right now is what your parents should already know and your grandparents. This is the basic teachings of Jesus that was done 2,000 years ago. I do get people who get kind of upset with me at times. They go, how come you're doing all this stuff right now and I didn't have time to prepare for anything? And, you know, why are you giving me all this bad news? Well, it's not bad news. It's just the facts of what's going to be happening. You know, you can ask your parents, if they cleaned themselves out of motion before they conceived you. You know, do they conceive you at, say, 20 to 25, or are you a child of maybe a mother who's 13 or something like that? Well, did they work on themselves, their way, and shed their emotions so you'd be better than they would be emotionally? No. Did your grandparents do the same thing to your parents? That's the way it's supposed to be done. Get rid of the judgments out of you. That's the teachings of Jesus. That's why he came 2,000 years ago for the ascension process, and he cleared out the judgments of the people when he was on the planet only, not after that. No conduit here. There's nobody doing these clearings. And so that's what the churches tell you. They're waiting for Jesus to come, and they think that he's active on this planet. And no, that energy is not going to be here ever. So, you know, what would he come in as? You know, is he going to look like what people see on the walls, you know, in the different bookstores of the picture of Jesus? No. What if he took the body of a black person? Would he be recognized? Would he have to have long hair? Would he have to wear a white gown with sandals? You know, or the Christians or the people that think he's going to come look like? No? What if he came in as a short Chinese person, you know? That'd be good or bad. If he said, I'm Jesus, I'm here, they'd probably stone him to death, you know? So he's not coming. No? The teachings are there. And it's unfortunate that people have not caught on to what he talked about 2,000 years ago. I'm just here to tell you about what is going on since I was in his body as the healer 2,000 years ago. And this is the whole process. You need to clean yourself out. That's why we have clearings now. and you should already have all those done. So really, ideally, you shouldn't even need me whatsoever to help you. All I'm doing is empowering your spirit. I'm helping you through your own spirit to get rid of the blockages. You don't have a spirit with you in your body, and I cannot help you whatsoever, as light only goes to light, and the light will help clear you. That's the way the clearings work. So, fortunately, this is where we are today, and the people on this planet just kind of don't get it, because they did not understand the teachings of Jesus. So, I guess just need to decide for yourself what you want to do. It's your own choice. How ingrained are you in mind energy of thinking all the time, trying to analyze and sift through things, or do you go to your heart? I'll do a mind-to-heart drop now for people. And, you know, what program are you running? How much did you get attached by the darkness to run programs so that you're now having judgment as I'm talking to you? You know, that's what some people have. They go, uh-oh, no, I don't agree with this here. My spiritual teacher doesn't talk about this. All they talk about is love and light. Well, love and light is duality, folks. So here we go. I'm going to do the mind-to-heart drop to put you into source energy. This is where your spirit lives. This is source energy. This is the closest you're ever going to get to it. And that's peace. So here we go. And take your thoughts that you have inside of your head and drop them into your heart to become peaceful. And your spirit's going to do this. You have to command your spirit out loud to drop this energy down into your heart. Otherwise, if you think about doing it, then you're thinking in mind and mass consciousness, and then you're in darkness. Well, you have to say it out loud or at least whisper it. So here we go. Think of an elevator dropping down. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. I'll do it 4 times. And you're going to feel yourself become peaceful and your body will become relaxed. You're out of the mind control situation. Here we go. So dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now you should be very, very peaceful. And when you're in peace, the words that I'm talking about won't really relate to anything. All words are is judgment, and they have key words for the darkness. So you may just be hearing me saying things that completely go over your head. And if that's where you are, that's great. Because now you're in source energy with your spirit. Always with you. And you're able to see now through the illusion, able to see where you got duped with all of your spiritual teachings and religions and everything else that's here, which is all judgment. And that's the problem with humanity here, is that people choose darkness, choose to think. I'll drop you down again, probably hearing me. So here we go. And try to read some words. You'll notice that the words will just be letters. You won't be able to really think as you're just looking at letters that try to make up words, and the words have no meaning because you're out of judgment. Dropping down again. 10, and in your spirit, naturally. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, so see how you're doing, Kathy. Are you there?
Oh, yes. That was very peaceful, feeling calm, serene. I try to do the mind-to-heart drop several times a day, and I just find that it puts me in a much better place to deal with the strangeness that seems to be, as you described, getting worse and more obvious to me. So the mind-to-heart drop is highly recommended, and the way to help us connect to our heart center, the way to look into our heart as a process to understand what we need to do, who's in charge, who's in control, why things are the way they are, and to connect with our spirit. So thank you for that, Ron. I just want to ask you if you could mention those two barcode removals again. So if people are believing that they're hooked up to aliens and they understand what could happen, and they want to get off the food chain line and get that energy off that's connected to them, they should do those two clearings, the Ascension 2012 barcode removal and the, you said the Spirit barcode removal, correct?
Yes, that is correct, yes. Spirit barcode and then maybe do the Mind Matrix bundle, that's possible. And then also, you know, do the 2012 barcode. Get that off of you. Because that still could be in effect after, you know, this coming Friday as they're trying to abduct people, too. So that's the whole process, is to get yourself self-empowered so that you're no longer being controlled by the aliens out there. And the more that you become heart-centered, less chance they have of connecting to you, because they deal in judgment, which is mind. The more you think, the more you're in mind energy, and the more you're in darkness. So each time you think, you're denouncing the light, because you're choosing duality versus peace. And for some people, that's really hard to understand. But you can function perfectly fine with your mind not giving you mind control program. Then you're in source energy. And you do that all the time when you're being creative. You're automatically in source energy. You just don't know it. But you can function perfectly fine in source energy without thinking, because everything's automatic for you. And that's the way it works. Light looks for light. That's the process. Do the mind to heart drop all the time. If you want to change this planet on a dime, then tell everybody on the planet to do the mind to heart drop. It'd be very nice if we could somehow start something like they did, you know, worldwide with the harmonic convergence, which brought people into mind energy, opened up vortexes, brought the aliens in, everything else. That was probably worse, the atomic bomb going off, doing a rip in time. But basically, if we could do that worldwide, everybody did the mind to heart drop, it'd be great. So tell all your friends to do that. Within, 3 minutes, you know, your heart centered easily. It only takes about 20 seconds. You can probably hold it for 3 to 5 minutes. And then at that point, you're at peace. Everybody was peaceful. There would be no opposition. So back to you, Kathy. Looks like our show will be winding down shortly here.
So, Ron, in summary, you're saying that if we do the mind to heart drop and the tools that you've provided, the free clearings you have under sample clearings, to take the tracking codes off of us, the barcode removals, and if we just now understand that we can take control of our indoctrinations that were predetermined all our lives, even though, and we didn't know what we were searching for, our spirit will take us to where we want to go.
In a sense, yes. But, but by doing the mind a heart drop, that's not going to have you ascend. That's just becoming peaceful in the moment. Remember, you have to clean off your spirit and all the energies attached to you and your body for the ascension. That's why we have clearings on the website to do that. But you will become peaceful. And if everybody became peaceful here, maybe the alien would say, oh, we'll find some other place to take energy. Then they may leave everybody alone here. But aside from that, mind a heart drop is great because you're going to be peaceful, but it will not help you whatsoever on the ascension process. Got to clean out the judgment out of your spirit. Your spirit takes on everything that your body has gone through and also out of your body. And you may not be able to have your body ascend, but your spirit would like to get out of here, so you have to clean your spirit off. Like I said, that's why you have a past life review. You die, your spirit goes to the light of the darkness, that white light tunnel that everybody talks about, and they have to decontaminate you for the next incarnation. Because they overtaxed your spirit and brought in darkness into it. And if they brought you back here with darkness, then they couldn't get any light from you because you're all covered up with darkness. You have to clean out your spirit. That's why we have a lot of the healings on the website to help people out. And if anybody out there would like to be a backer, I'd love to be able to go to large conventions that maybe 500,000 people at an auditorium or something, and to do clearings for them. That's what I'm set up to do here. So if somebody's listening and they really want to help out and they can do that or know somebody who wants to promote the light, and have them contact me. Oh, back to you, Kathy. I guess we got about maybe 3 minutes to go here.
Okay. All right, so as Ron said, the clearings are the tools he offers. He's posted the strong recommendations on the host page, which will also take you to his website, creationlightship.com. He's posted a lot of information on his blog on the Contact Talk Radio host page to make it easier for listeners to find the exact things he's talking about. The clearings he's talking about, the barcode removals that are absolutely essential to be done for the light to find us at ascension time. So the clearings are from divine source energy. They're designed to remove the judgment and store blockages out of us. And it's so great to have them accessible. It's our one chance out. And Ron and the Creation Lightship are offering that to us now. So I do hope, Ron, that you would get a broader audience, but it's great to have you here on Contact Talk Radio and your other four ongoing radio programs with lots of archives that give quite a lot of information, free healings, testimonials, and how to use the clearings Ron has. So on our next program, we'll take this further and discuss the recommended clearings that to clear out the blockages. And we hope that the clearings and information presented here were of help and allow for better understanding of the truth of what is happening to us on the planet now, and that there are solutions. A reminder, there are new posts in Ron's comment wall and blog that will be of value to increase understanding. Ron is here to help us get on the highway to ascension. The choice is ours, and the Creation Lightship is offering this hope to get back to our home base energy with our spirit and body in a planet of light where the real light only works in the present moment and does not judge. Be sure to subscribe to the free replay archives called podcasts for this program by clicking on the icon on the bottom of Ron's host page. You can have them delivered to your email or choice of media player as soon as they are available. Contact information is there too. If you have questions, you can post them on Ron's blog, comment wall, or to the contact information on his host page. There's an email address there.
Okay, everybody. So we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple. Only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do any time you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energies drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.